Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. A youth-led organization in Ottawa is spearheading an initiative to get much-needed medical supplies to remote Indigenous communities across Canada. Daniel Bersenieu founded the Star of Life Project in 2019 in affiliation with the United Nations Association in Canada during his last year of high school at Sir Robert Borden. As per the UN's 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, Bersenieu's foundation was started with the goal of bringing healthcare to youth both within Canada and abroad. In 2021, the foundation started an initiative to provide COVID-19 personal protective equipment to communities where healthcare access is limited. Now a first-year health sciences major at the University of Ottawa, 18-year-old Bersenieu aims to keep the project alive as communities continue to struggle in the wake of the pandemic. In an interview with CHUO on Thursday, Bersenieu explains how the initiative began and what it has turned into.
So originally, this project started as a mask drive. So back when I was in grade 12, back in 2021, we wanted to help. The COVID crisis was really ramping up in a lot of communities, and we wanted to run a PPE drive. And we thought it was going to be small and local, but we ended up raising over 25,000 masks. And we asked ourselves, what are we going to do with all of this equipment? So we reached out to some Indigenous communities that were having some issues with COVID, and we worked with some local businesses to help send masks to different schools around Ontario, Nunavut, and Quebec. And further down the line, we actually got a request from one of the schools that we worked with in the past, and they let us know that, you know, they're having some trouble again with COVID. And that's when the idea to really bring more care came up. You know, at first we were thinking we wanted to build something sustainable, something that the community could use in more than just one event. And we thought, you know, access to the communities that we're working with is very difficult. A lot of the communities that we're sending this equipment to are fly-in only. So there are no roads, there's no rivers you can take a boat up to. You can only get there by plane. So we thought if something happens there, it could be 2 hours before help can arrive. So we really wanted to make sure that they had equipment needed in case of an emergency to be able to save a life.
The initiative works with fly-in only communities where access to necessities such as food, clean water, and medical supplies is scarce. One of the communities recently targeted by the initiative is Bearskin Lake First Nation, a remote fly-in reserve in northern Ontario. The Oji Cree community of fewer than 500 residents is only accessible by air for the majority of the year. Bersenieu says the lack of accessibility by land has presented unique challenges for the initiative, but says members of the Ottawa community are doing their part to pitch in.
So it actually definitely has been a challenge to try to reach some of these communities. They are quite remote. Currently, we have been working with Canada Post on some solutions. They are charging us, so it is sometimes a little bit more expensive, but we do have some great sponsors, such as Chantier Jeunesse, as well as Youth of Ottawa, and they've really been helping us quite a bit with covering those expenses for the shipping. We've also had some offers from local pilots who were willing to fly in the equipment for us if we couldn't get it shipped. So at first it was quite difficult, but a lot of the community did reach out to help us, and we have secured routes to all of our destinations.
Youth Ottawa, a local organization which is supporting the Star of Life initiative by covering some of their shipping costs, is one of a number of sponsors. Among those lending their weight to the cause are Costco, Loblaws, Metro, Jean Coutu, Engel & Völkers, Viral Clean Canada, and Shoppers Drug Mart. In addition to building relationships with corporate sponsors, Bersenieu has connected with Indigenous organizations doing work on the ground. He says fostering a connection with Indigenous groups and communities was a delicate, challenging, but worthwhile process.
Well, at first it was quite difficult to build that initial connection, but we reached out to an organization called Onika, and they work with youth mental health in Indigenous schools, and they were able to help connect us with principals and local leaders in these communities to be able to build these bridges. And we've built a lot of trust between you know, the youth here in Ottawa that are participating in the program, and as well as the youth in these communities. And really, we want to focus on the aspects of youth, making sure that we promote their voice, promote the issues that their communities are facing, and really have that open dialogue. For us as Ottawa youth, we really want to make sure that we're listening to the needs of the specific community. And that's why we really try to take an individualized approach to every community we work with, really making sure that the help that we can give is really tailored to what their specific needs are.
As the COVID-19 pandemic gradually loses momentum and the need for medical supplies such as masks and rapid antigen tests becomes less urgent, Bersinu plans to adapt the program to the changing needs of the community's Star of Life supports. According to the 2016 census, 40% of Canada's total status First Nation population lives on reserve, and 14% live in rural areas. Indigenous people living on reserve generally report lower levels of satisfaction with healthcare services than those living off reserve. Bersinu plans on expanding his services to provide other essential healthcare items according to each community's unique needs.
Obviously, it is an evolving plan, and it is based on the individual needs of the communities. However, recently we've been seeing a lot of work done with dental care, especially access to toothpaste, toothbrushes, floss, hygiene products for, you know, the mouth. And we're thinking moving down the line, since we do want to focus on healthcare-related issues, that we would take up a route with youth dental care, possibly even having some orthodontists as well as dentists come on Zoom and give lessons to classes about proper hygiene when it comes to brushing teeth and flossing, as well as actually sending individualized dental kits to the school so they can be distributed to the youth there. We've started those conversations with the schools, and we've also started those conversations with local dental offices in Ottawa as well as dentists, and are beginning to plan, hopefully for the summer of 2022, to begin this program.
Star of Life, which is entirely volunteer-run, has led community welfare initiatives in the past. In May 2021, the foundation focused on the needs of local homeless shelters, creating care packages for their residents. Bersinu, who is engaged in numerous other initiatives with the University of Ottawa and Youth of Canada, says there is no special recipe for helping others. All you need is an idea and the perseverance to see it through.
With Star of Life, the thing is, it's a completely youth-led project. So currently everyone involved is under the age of 18, which is quite astonishing. And really, I think the message that I want to share is that if you have an idea that helps the community, don't be afraid to take that first step in making it a reality. At first, it may be difficult, but there's tremendous support from the community, from the school system, from your friends, your family, and putting your dreams out there and making them a reality is something everyone should do, and they shouldn't fear. This project really has grown to something incredible. I never imagined it would when it first started, but it just shows you that if you're really working towards something, people will come together and they'll help one another.
To learn more about Star of Life and their current and future projects, visit staroflife.ca. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.